Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Time for this week's commentary, and this one's entitled An Urgent Call to Prayer. Dated this 25th day of August of the year 2017. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Now Jesus prophesied that in Matthew 24, verse 21. Now we are ever so close to the fulfillment of what Jesus Christ prophesied to be a time of great tribulation, when world conditions will become unbearable for the vast majority of all mankind. And we are seeing signs of these conditions at most all levels, aren't we? Increasing famine and record-shattering climate events, wars and rumors of wars, civil unrest in a rapidly increasing number of nations, including right here at home in the United States, moral decline the likes of which we've never seen, skyrocketing Christian and Jewish persecution. I mean, the list goes on. And simply, these are the birth pains Jesus also prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 8. Now, because it would require a novel-length dissertation when considering addressing all of the aforementioned, today I want to focus primarily on just the subject of persecution. Now, one would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind and not to notice a rapidly increasing persecution of both Jews and Christians on a worldwide level. Now, for example, Jews are fleeing their current home countries in record levels. Just this past week, we saw headlines that heightened this fact, that just highlighted it everywhere. The Mirror in UK, one of the outlets over there I really like. British Jews in fear of hate crime surge and begin fleeing. Breaking Israel News had this story. Barcelona rabbi to followers, get out. Jewish life here is doomed. Of course, he's talking about Spain. It's all over Europe, guys. Now, there's no question that anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide. Now, even here in America, we are seeing more and more indication of this, aren't we? In Oregon, this past week, we saw this headline. Oregon highway overpasses eclipsed by anti-Semitic banners. Oh, man. Simply, these few headlines are just the tip of the iceberg concerning the prophesied Jewish persecution of these last days. Now, as for Christians, it's not much better. In fact, they are being exterminated in the Middle East, let alone other places like Egypt, the Sudan, Nigeria, most all of Africa, in fact, North Korea, China, Russia, you name it. It's not in today to be a Christian, is it? Here in America, what once was considered a Christian nation is no more. Persecution is on a rampant path, the obvious goal being to remove Christianity totally and evolve into a now-desired secular social mindset. Just take a look at these few stories from the past few days. Now, this is just the last couple of days alone. Christian News had this story. The new public enemy number one in America today is a white, straight, conservative Christian man. BNW. YouTube begins purging alternative media, including Prophecy Newswatch. Well, we knew that was coming. PJ Media. Google working with liberal groups to snuff out conservative websites. We know who that is. Fox News. Court rules high school coach cannot pray on the field. How dare he? Daily Caller. Atheist group calls Bible hate-filled book says God worse than the white supremacist thugs. Man. WorldNet. I feel sorry for those guys on Judgment Day. WorldNet Daily. Washington Post column cheers Satan and jeers Christians. Breaking Israel News. Blacklist of hate groups lump Christian and evangelicals with the KKK and neo-Nazis. And finally, The Federalist. Pro sports to Christian players and fans. We don't want your kind around here anymore. End quote. And these are just a few of the headlines from just the past few days. I mean, this is just really increasing. We rarely saw those kinds of headlines just a few years ago. It's coming. For those of us who follow the teachings of the Holy Bible, we knew these times would come, didn't we? Many of the prophets, including Jesus Christ himself, said that the enemy would come to deceive the masses in these last days. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." And then Revelation 12:9 says, "The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled down to the earth, and his angels with him." And this is exactly what we are seeing rapidly increasing as we draw ever closer. The enemy, that is Satan, is a very temporary god of this world, and that's just for now. Now, even on a personal level, we are seeing many of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ coming under personal attack. Illnesses, injuries, financial crashes, you name it, we are getting hit with it. But then again, we knew this would be the temporary price many of us would have to pay to follow our Lord and Savior. Now, remember this in your times of trial. The enemy doesn't mess with the unbeliever because they are absolutely no threat to his perceived kingdom. But we followers are, hence the attacks. The Apostle Paul said it, to count it all joy to face the persecutions thrown at us. Now, I know it ain't easy, but if we can remember the coming joy and rewards of our endurance, it will relieve the current anxieties of these days. Now, contrary to some of the false teachings of today, speaking of dominion theology and some of those, that say that times will get better before the Lord returns, it won't. In fact, as the prophecies of Jesus himself tells us, it is only going to get worse and worse before it gets better. Again, the birth pains. Christ tells us in Matthew 24, verse 21, "For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again." In the following verse 22, he says, "If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." Hallelujah. So what are we supposed to do to survive these times, both personally and spiritually? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17 says it clearly and perfectly. And I want you to really listen to this and hopefully study it. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." I absolutely love this passage of Scripture, as it has gotten me through some very difficult times in the past. And I again would strongly encourage you to become very, very familiar with it, as it too will help you in these increasingly difficult days ahead. And so it's on. We are going to pray for each other starting right now. That's an order, people. Let's face it. No matter how strong we think we are, no one can survive all the onslaught of sin that is coming our way by ourselves. Even for us independent sorts, like myself, we need each other. Now, I promise each of you, now I will do my best to support each of you in the prayer as we go forward from this moment until the trumpet blows. I pray you will do the same. And finally, I leave you with another one of my favorite verses. Oh, there are so many. I love all of them, actually. "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Hallelujah. That is Luke chapter 21, verse 28. Blessings to each of you, and I will be praying for you, and God knows exactly who you are. Until next time, this is Rick.